Hi, my name is Vanessa Leck, and I just had a ton of tech issues, which made it to where I had to re-record my entire live broadcast of 18 minutes that I just completed. So I'm hoping everything goes better this time around. My microphone, I accidentally had it turned off because I forgot that I turned it off a few moments earlier. My internet cut out for some reason, for reasons unknown, or maybe just a streaming service did. I'm not sure what was going on. So I had that issue in the middle of it. I also discovered that LinkedIn only allows you to stream at one place at a time. You can't multi-stream on the platform, which I had no idea about. So that was news to me. But basically, I was just trying to do a quick update in real time. I just finished up the interview on Ryan Stanton's podcast, Combat Citizen. He is on LinkedIn and he is on YouTube. And I will make sure to link to those locations. If you're on LinkedIn, it will be linked in description once this is completed, or you can search for him now. If you're on YouTube, I will link to his YouTube channel at some point. It may not be immediately though, right after this. Anyways, so his podcast is all about basically trauma and reintegration pertaining to the military community, specifically military veterans. He has interviewed a number of military veterans. He has also interviewed a woman that I think runs a not-for-profit, was my understanding of the episode. And I think my favorite episode that he did was his very first episode of his podcast, where he talks a little bit about himself and about the purpose of his podcast. And I shared that on my LinkedIn. And so check that out. Anyways, but his podcast is worth checking out, and he is a business owner, and he's in Oregon, and so he is doing a lot of different things with multimedia. He's now getting into video as well as the podcast portion of it, which is distributed in different places. And so, yeah, it was a good experience, and he and I basically were just encouraging people in their journey in life, and I shared some dark things from times I was in the military, as well as some positive things, and basically my life thereafter, and a backpacking trip I went on in Western Europe, and also the unfortunate experience I had of going to work for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and my experience with whistleblower retaliation as an employee and former employee of that organization. Many years ago, I worked there, and still, you know, dealing with that kind of like aftermath type stuff, you know. For a lot of years, I tried to just shake it all off and forget about, but there's some things in life you just cannot shake off and you cannot forget about. And, you know, the maltreatment that I've experienced from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs ongoing, quite frankly, is definitely a part of that. And I go in great depth about my thoughts about a lot of different things and my hopes for the military community and my efforts to advocate for change. And I do hope that my efforts are not wasted. I don't believe that they will be, but I know it's going to take a lot of energy and consistency on my part, and I plan to go ahead and follow through on that. It's been 1 week, to the best of my knowledge, based upon the information I received from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Alexandria, Louisiana Veterans Affairs Medical Center, and employees of the organization, that my medical referral was denied, to the best of my knowledge. It's been less than a week. It was just last Friday that I had found out about the denial. Despite my efforts to reach out to management and whatnot, I have not had any follow-up whatsoever. And honestly, the organization makes me nervous to some extent at times, and quite frankly scares me to some extent, because I know what the organization is capable of. You know, I'm just kind of in a state right now where I just wonder, like, gosh, you know, are they going to send me some nasty letter? Are they going to threaten me? Are they going to bully me? Are they going to intimidate me? I've been through stuff like this before with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, but I was an employee of theirs. And when I, you know, reported misconduct and safety issues and dealt with that retaliation and the aftermath thereof, because I tried to enforce my legal rights unsuccessfully, I just kind of honestly closed it all out because I just couldn't take the hell anymore. You know, this organization, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, is very well funded, courtesy of the American taxpayers. They are funded with billions of dollars every single year, and they have executives and managers that can do, have a lot of latitude of what they can do with those funds, in my opinion, from what I've seen and researched and whatnot. And they have lawyers. They have, that have law degrees, which is more than I have. I don't have a law degree, but I would really like a law degree. And I really do hope that one day I will be successful in obtaining a law degree, a JD. I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to be licensed, but it sure would be nice to not feel like a helpless victim. And I am really trying hard not to feel like a helpless victim of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm really trying hard to enforce my legal rights, but I, like many other people from this organization, you know, whether it be employees, former employees, or veterans, or other military community members, I have had difficulty not feeling that way because of the maltreatment from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. There's a lot of great people that work there. In my experience, they're mostly in subordinate positions, and many of them won't last very long, but because of the way they're treated. But, you know, the organization freaks me out, honestly. It scares me. And, you know, don't really know what's ahead for me with this organization. You know, a little nervous today, a little scared, a little apprehensive, you know, about what could be coming my way. And right now, it seemingly seems that I'm just being ignored, which, you know, honestly, silence is kind of golden, I gotta tell you, at times. But at the same time, you know, I just know how the management of the VA is, and like, it's scary for me. You know, it's scary. And, you know, there's supposed to be a lot of accountability and justice. And I talked about that with Ryan on his podcast, Combat Citizen. And, you know, but the reality is it's a smoke and mirrors. It's an optical illusion. There really is no justice or accountability at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs 99% of the time. In my experience, no, that is not an actual statistic, but that's just what I'm trying to convey here. And, you know, they have so many different entities that are supposed to be watchdogs or whatever of the organization. But most of the time, most people aren't getting any real help from the organization. And, you know, there's just a lot of really sad stories that I could share with just other people, but I'm not going to bother at this point because it's just exhausting to think about it all. You know, and I will continue to share, you know, as I can in the future about my experiences, about my thoughts, about my continued experiences with the organization. I plan to share, you know, kind of like everyday VA life hacks of how to deal with this organization, of what I've found has worked for me. I'm planning on doing a tutorial on how to access your records, medical records on e-benefits, because I've come to the conclusion that's a real important detail. And there's a lack of help from, despite the volume of employees they have working there, a lack of help from the employees that work there, because in many cases they may be new employees, they got a lot of turnover, or they may not just not know what the hell they're doing, which is very common. Even today I was on the phone with a VA employee, nice to me and all that, but I just ask a fairly basic question, I think, for someone who works there, especially in the department they're in. And, you know, they had no idea how to do it. They had no idea. So I don't think they were a veteran either. So that's probably another reason why they had no idea. And so I'm basically left to try to figure out that, you know, how to log in and do that. And it's like, so that kind of stuff is what I plan on sharing, is as I figure stuff out for myself, being like, okay, this is how I did it. It's a little tricky though, because the software I'm using, I just actually live chatted with the tech support, and they were saying that like you cannot screen share and blur out parts of your screen. And so that means I'm probably going to have to like figure a way to screenshot my way through it, which I have done that and put together a tutorial, or screen share, do it recorded, and then blur out whatever information that belongs to me in my account, so I can kind of show people as I'm going along like what's going on, the deal. So anyway, so it's kind of tricky with technical stuff, trying to figure out like stuff like that. But I just know that like I found a lot of support in a few different YouTube channels that pertain to the military community. And if there was a channel with this kind of information, I would find it very supportive as well. And I also hope just to raise awareness and to effectively advocate for change as well through this video/podcast series that I'm doing. And I believe it will make a difference if I'm persistent enough and consistent enough, you know, as I try to solve my own problems and raise awareness, advocate for change, and encourage and inspire other people, hopefully, in their journey, because it's not easy dealing with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and their affiliates. And they have many, I mean, it's a long list. And when I say affiliates, I mean, it's just a long list. Oh, I meant to take down my banner. Sorry. That banner was up for way too long. Anyways, but I put up the banners in the acronyms because I talk so fast. I know sometimes people have a hard time understanding me. And so I want people to like see what I said and if they had any room for confusion. Anyways, there's plenty of room for confusion. So anyways, but yeah, I mean, just today I'm basically feeling nervous and a little scared because I don't get bullied or intimidated or threatened or harassed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs or their Office of General Counsel being sent after me to take care of me because I'm speaking out publicly about my experiences and my thoughts and, you know, and basically continuing on with my whistleblowing, essentially, you know, that's what I'm doing here. So, I've got a whole bunch of like videos and stuff scheduled and podcasts scheduled out for a couple weeks and social media posts promoting that. And so if you want to follow along the podcast, you can. If you want to follow along, the YouTube channel, you can subscribe and like, and if you do that, you can do that and get notified. Just go to hellovanessamedia.com/info and sign up for the newsletter. I send out quarterly updates. Well, I haven't started yet, but I plan to eventually. And, you know, one thing I had said in my previous live, which I had to re-record now because all my tech issues, is that the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has been very effective through the years in my experience, research, and observations of cultivating a culture of fear, which reverberates throughout the entire organization. And I am still personally affected by this. As I said, I am actually feeling quite afraid today of this organization and what they may do to me negatively. Because I'm speaking out about the fact that they denied my medical referral and that, you know, all these different things I've been pointing out in my videos, which is a long laundry list. And, you know, when you have people in a workplace that are experiencing workplace harassment, violence, any type of misconduct whatsoever, retaliation, and one or more people, let's say, are experiencing that, the people that witness those people experiencing it also end up experiencing it in a secondary kind of way. And psychologically, that can really mess with people's heads and create a culture of fear, which has been created inside the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs organization of, gee, I better not speak up. I better not report misconduct or safety issues. I better not testify in that hearing. I better try to get out of that. I better try not to participate in that investigation. I better try to get out of that. I better lie under oath. I better try to get out of that. I better try to hide the truth. I better go along to get along with management. Because if I don't, if I tell the truth, if I'm brave and courageous, I will lose my job. I will lose my housing. I will lose my ability to support my family. My family will be harmed. My career will be destroyed. What will they do to me? This is what people think at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, some of them, because of the culture of fear that has been so successfully cultivated through many, 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 many years. And I saw this culture of fear firsthand, and I experienced it firsthand. And, you know, I definitely have the fear of the organization, even though I no longer work for the organization. I have a fear of, what will they do now? Will I be able to survive it now? Are they going to send their lawyers to come handle me? What will happen? Will I make it through this time? What will they do now? What can they do now? What recourse will I have? Can I enforce my legal rights at all ever with this organization? These are the questions I ask myself. These are the questions I ask myself today. And we need more voices out there advocating for change. So I'm going to be one of those voices to the best of my ability. Unless I get shut down somehow by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. But, you know, this is a very powerful organization. They get billions of dollars every year sent to them by the taxpayers. And they're getting bigger. And these managers and supervisors and executives and whatever they call themselves, chiefs of whatever the case, they have a lot of power because of the resources that are appropriated to them. And they have a lot of latitude, in my opinion. And they have a staff full of lawyers happy to fight against veterans and the people that support them and the people trying to advocate for change. People like me. I should know. So anyways, those are my thoughts for today. And I wish you the best. Goodbye.